This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, an inside look at police unions, how they became so powerful.
They're only powerful because we allow them to be powerful politically.
And how they could help or hurt police reform.
The unions, they have to come on board. They don't want change, but we have to change with the times.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
On the eve of the 4th of July weekend, with coronavirus cases surging in much of the country, and in response, many businesses and public spaces once again shutting down, we want to assess where we are and what our prospects might be going forward. To help us explore those questions and more, we turn to the top elected officials of two major metropolitan areas. Judge Lena Hidalgo, a Democrat, is the head of the governing body of Harris County, Texas, which includes Houston. Mayor Carlos Jimenez is the Republican mayor of Miami-Dade County, Florida. And we welcome both of you to the NewsHour. Thank you so much for joining us. Judge Hidalgo, to you first, give us an update on where you stand right now in Harris County with COVID-19 and your attempts to get it under control.
Right now in Harris County, we have crossed beyond our operational bed capacity in our intensive care units. So our ICUs are already having to double up on staff ratios, on beds per room, and the hospitalization rate is increasing, sometimes faster with each passing day. I have put our community on red alert. As of a week ago, we're at the highest possible threat level. So everybody's on alert. The problem is that per the law, in theory, because I no longer have the power to enforce a stay-home order as I did earlier on this year, people in theory can right now still go to restaurants. There could be a Rockets game, a basketball game at the Toyota Center if they wanted to. Many things are still open, and we're careening toward a disaster here.
Very, very tough. And Mayor Jimenez, in Miami-Dade County, what are you facing there?
Well, we've had a rise in what's in the percentage of positives here in Miami-Dade County. The number doesn't approach the real number. The official number is probably undercounted by a factor of 10, maybe even 20 here in Miami-Dade County. So we've had an increase in the number of patients in the hospital. We've had an increase in the number of people in ICUs and in ventilators, but we have capacity right now. So we've taken a lot of steps. I've issued a curfew for 10 o'clock now countywide. We closed the beaches for the 4th of July weekend. We have started to close some of the businesses that we had allowed to be open recently. Most of them are the large venue types, the casinos, bowling alleys, theaters, those kind of things are now shut down again. And so, you know, we're taking proactive steps to start to tamp down this virus.
And Judge Hidalgo, you use strong words. You said you're heading toward a disaster. You also mentioned that the governor, Greg Abbott, has overridden your ability, the ability of other local leaders, to impose restrictions. How much difference is that making in your ability, do you think, to keep this under control?
It's a huge difference. This is our second time dealing with this. We had a spike back in March. I issued a stay-home order earlier in the viral load than many other communities, and so we didn't get to the crisis point that other communities ended up in. We managed to flatten the curve. But before the curve came down on the other side, there was a reopening. I felt at the time it was too early, it was too much, but I said, I don't know for sure, let's see, and I'm going to do everything I can to make it work. We built an army of contact tracers, expanded access to testing. We had opportunities for isolation for first responders who came back positive, going into nursing homes, homeless shelters, threw everything at the problem. But the reality of it is, after those reopenings, the increase started. And a strategy of incrementalism is not working in Harris County right now when we are teetering on the brink of disaster. The goal is not to fill up all the beds, see how close we can get to having all the beds full, to having a bed for everybody to die in, and then trying to take action, drastic action. So that's what I'm very, very concerned about.
And we hear that certainly from your vivid description of what's going on. Mayor Jimenez, we know that earlier in Miami and across the state of Florida, there was a desire to open up early. Now you're having to pull back. How much more difficult is it? Because earlier, frankly, you and others had felt it was more important to get people out and get businesses open.
No, we actually tamped down the virus here sufficiently, and the way that we opened was with the advice of our medical personnel. And so we have infectious disease control doctors that were part of a process of, once we started open, how to open. And so, you know, I've said we've had a mask order in place, never had taken it off. The problem is that people started thinking that this virus was really no more. We also had a number of demonstrations here, young people that were gathered together. A lot of them weren't wearing masks, and they were together for hours. And it wasn't a coincidence that about 2 weeks after these demonstrations started, we started seeing these spikes. That probably was the main cause of why this virus went up.
I just quickly want to ask both of you, in the time that we have left, how hard is it to get these important messages out now? Now that you're facing very difficult situation there in Houston and in Miami, Judge Hidalgo, how are you getting the message out, and how difficult is it, given what you've been through?
Part of what I struggle with is enforceability. Right now, I can recommend to my community that they stay home. The goal is not to go out issuing fines, having a police officer in every street corner. That's never been the goal. But to have that enforceability provision, it shows folks that there's a requirement. What I need right now for my community, 5 million people, Houston and 33 other cities, is an enforceable order for people to stay home, consistent messaging at all levels of government, and then patience and being smart, not being the canary in the coal mine about what not to do. We need to be able to get that curve back down and then open based on the communities that have succeeded. What have they done? Let's learn from them. The ones that didn't, okay, that's a lesson on what maybe we need to avoid. A lot of folks are learning by doing, but when we're in a crisis situation as we are right now, we don't have room for experiments on our own people. And so we need consistent messaging, and we need enforceable orders in order to get that message across.
And finally, and just quickly, Mayor Jimenez, how are you persuading people now that this is serious? You've been saying that people didn't abide by what the rules were. How do you tell them now this is real?
Well, very simple. I mean, obviously, by issuing a curfew, that's a very strong indication that this is real. We do have the ability to enforce here, and we do enforce. We do thousands of inspections every day on our businesses, but it turns out that it went beyond the businesses. It went into the private homes, and people were socializing. And so the curfew is a way to start to limit that socialization, people getting together, having get-togethers, partying, et cetera, in order to start tamping that down, because you have to be home by 10 o'clock now here in Miami-Dade. Mask orders were always in place. And so the message is going out. I go out every day, and I'm on TV telling the importance of keeping your masks on, keeping social distancing, making sure you wash your hands, making sure that you don't touch your face with your hands. Those things. If we just do that as a community and as a country, if we just take those simple steps, we can beat this virus, because our infectious disease control doctors told us that that's what we need to do. And that's what we're going to be doing here in Miami-Dade County. And then we're going to ramp it up.
Mayor Carlos Jimenez and Judge Lena Hidalgo, thank you very much.